You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Rashbi Alav Shalom, that there is a devil, the virus in Lut. A lot of people are unfortunately they're lost, they're losing their life. So Rashbi Alav Shalom goes to Lut, and then he sees really it's a terrible magifah. That people, you just been harmed by this virus, by this megaphone, by this devil. So Rashbi Alav Shalom says that how could it be? I'm here and there is a megaphone. So then all of a sudden the megaphone stops. He doesn't say any Avinu Malkeinu or any Ana Hashem Oshiyana. It just says, if I'm here, so the Magyafah cannot be here.
That's all he said?
That's all he said. Right. He says, Ani Kan V'yesh Dever, how could it be? I'm here, how could it be a Magyafah? So now we see the galut, the greatness of Rashbi Alav Shalom, that just him being present, that was good enough. Didn't need to, you know, do any tefillah, any Abidu Malkinu, any tehillim, nothing, nothing.
He was holding the whole world
then. Yes, of course. Yeah, yes. So now here there's a few sodot that is brought that Alita Lamarom Vishabita Shevi. So Shevi is Rashitabot Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Adra Zuta brings that Mashabram Shalom went up to Shamayim. He brought the souvenir with him back to Alita Lamarom Vishabita Shevi. So what did he bring back? What was the souvenir that we brought back? Shevi actually is the code, the sod of Rashbi Alav Shalom, Shimon Bar Yochai. So that means when Moshe Alav Shalom went up, he brought the Nishmat Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So what does that mean? So there is a few connection between what Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom went through and Rashbi went through. Rashbi Alav Shalom, we see today, that it's like Ba'omer, tomorrow we celebrate. So we don't have such a thing that if the Sadiq is passed away, we say Tachanunim, like Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, we have Kippur Ratan and so on. But the only one that we celebrate is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So we don't say Tachanunim, we skip the Tachanunim. So now here we see when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was told that he cannot live anymore. Was he happy or not happy? Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, was he happy or not happy? When Hashem told him, you cannot live anymore. Hen garbu yamecha lamut.
Wasn't happy.
No. Wasn't happy.
But he didn't finish
the Nisbot. So Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, when he was told that he has to leave, so he argued with Hashem.
Yes.
Right. So now here we see, when Rashbi left, he commanded that you have to celebrate. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, when he left, was not happy. So then, when we see Rashbi left, we made it a simcha. And also on Shabbatot, we say Sidratecha. On Shabbat afternoon, why? Because On Shabbat, three great people we lost. One was Yosef HaSadiq, and one David HaMelech, and also Moshe Avraham Shalom. So we say, why? Because when Moshe Avraham Shalom passed away, all the Batei Midrashot was closed. Why? Because about 300 Masechtot of the Mishnayot was forgotten. And we don't have it. But here we see when Rashbi left, lots of Chokhmah was transferred to his students. So now here we see a very interesting thing, that when Moshe Avraham Shalom left, he was not happy. And when he left, lot of part of the Halachot and Mishnayot was forgotten. But when Rashbi left, we make it a simcha, and also lots of information came back. So here we see an interesting point, that actually the Lag Ba'omer is a very, very important day after Et Ratzon. Why? Because first of all, it's a Yom Simcha. And not only that, we see that all the Sha'ari Chokhmah was transferred to his students. And not only that, when Rashbi left, the sun didn't set. The sun was extended and didn't become night. Why? Because when Rashbi left, there was no darkness anymore. So now here, today is a very, very important day that you have to take very, very big advantage of it. And that is that B'zchut Rashbi Alav Shalom, that brought such a chokhmah and such a day for us, that it's a mesugal that the tefillot will be mekubal beratzon. Yeah. Right.
Why didn't you say
give it to Rashbi? No, because Rashbi was a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva.
What was Talmid?
Yeah, so
he saw the
Chokhmah. So we'll see, actually, one of the reasons that we celebrate, because unlike Ba'omer, Rabbi Akiva appointed five of his students to continue. So one of the students, beside Rabbi Meir Balanes, was Rashbi Alav Shalom. Yes. So now, so here, actually Rashbi became the most selected, the Talmid after Rabbi Meir Alav Shalom.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.